Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Krahosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The catcher, Darryl Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Kane. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kai Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Kell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Dick Krahosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahosky strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball towards center. Philly catches it and throws to first to double up Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Niemann. Hitchcock reaches second base with a double. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Del Singh. Murray reaches second base with a double. Murray is thrown out after the base hit. Hitchcock scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom strikes out. Johnson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Newsom out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0 for 1 in the game. Kane hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kell is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. Zernial takes first base on ball 4. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. There goes Zernial. The throw from Johnson to Young, and back to Krahoski, who tags Zernial out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. Kell reaches third base with a triple. Hitchcock goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Gene Bearden now pitching. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Newsom moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Delsing hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 3 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Krahoski reaches second base with a double. Young scores. Delsing moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a pop-up towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 3 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zernial hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly moves to third. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zernial. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Zernial steals second. Kai Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Delsing, who is chasing the ball. Hitchcock reaches third base with a triple. Philly scores. Zernial scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Athletics. Skeeter Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hitchcock scores. One out. It's 9-1, Athletics. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newsom bunts towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newsom for the out. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-1, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zernial. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-3, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 0-for-1 in the game. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a pop-up towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.